With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Drier than normal conditions this year have some concern about this summer's wildfire season. After last year's late season severe fires, many worry we could be in for more of the same. But University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Mass says we started out the year pretty wet and we have good snowpack, so that should help.
But the surface is going to dry out faster than normal because we haven't had any rain. It's not like they get that much rain anyway, but definitely things are drier than normal at this time of the year. There's no doubt about that.
But the big fires, Mass says, are more likely in late summer.
I mean, you could have something random, too, that can start a fire. You could have an outflow from a thunderstorm during the summer or something like that.
Sure.
You know, somebody just happens to start something, and the strong winds come from some outflow from a thunderstorm. That could get a localized fire. But to get the catastrophic stuff like last year, you need something much larger scale. And that we don't see that at this point, but, you know.
And Mass says this is mostly thanks to La Nina.
I mean, we're slowly warming up. Okay, and that's probably part of it is us. So that's definitely, there's a slow warm-up going on. There's no doubt about that. But you can't blame this dry spring on global warming. You can't do that. There's no reason to do that.
Mass says over the last 50 years, there's no trend towards drier spring conditions. And obviously, if climate change was causing it, there would be. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.